Dare to Fall in Love from Fantastic Furniture. These guys are heading this way, this week even. They have released a couple of tracks, including this one, for the first time since their self-titled album in 2018. They're an Australian outfit fronted by Julia Jacklin. And it's just lovely stuff. And they're making a bit of a comeback, heading for their first overseas shows. And they're coming to Aotearoa, playing Double Whammy in Tamaki Makaurau this Thursday. Then they play Meow in Te Whanganui Atara this Friday, and then Loons in Ohineho Littleton this Saturday. I had to catch up with Julia Jacklin of Fantastic Furniture, and we're going to listen to that kōrero after this.
Did I fall in love on a burning planet? Go on, reach out and grab it. Did I fall in love on a burning planet? Go on, reach out and grab it. Did I fall in love on a burning planet? Go on, reach out and grab it. If you can break a heart.
Oh, I'm so excited to chat. Julia of Fantastic Furniture joining me for a kōrero about your upcoming show, your upcoming tour of New Zealand. These are your first international shows as a band, eh?
It is, yeah.
That's so exciting. What an honour for New Zealand.
Oh, I mean, you know, is of course the first pick.
Yeah, oh, nice. First places, yeah. Awesome. There's been sort of a lot happening in your world, but in the world of Fantastic Furniture, we've had a bit of a hiatus since your self-titled album in 2018. What's behind the decision to sort of come back and start releasing and start touring again?
It's actually a pretty boring story, so maybe I should think of something cooler. But basically, like, I had a manager and we kind of just like stopped working with this manager. So we needed to like have our first band meeting since like 2018, really, to kind of discuss some just like money stuff. No, we were just like on the Zoom, and because we all live in different states now, like we all moved away from Sydney and stuff. And yeah, we were just like, should we play some shows? And then yeah, we just kind of like booked some shows, and then we only had like the album, I think, is only 9 songs, so we needed more songs to play a headline show. So yeah, we just wrote 2 more just to flesh out the show. And then we thought, let's record them. And then we did. I think we've always been like a very, I don't know, fly by the seat of our pants type band. There's never any like plan or strategy or greater, you know, like anything. It's always just been like, we just want to do things if they feel good. That's kind of how it's been. Yeah.
It did feel like amazingly spontaneous. And I feel like the fans were like pleasantly surprised that it was happening. It sort of did come out of the blue, and I was like, oh my gosh, we've got new music and there's a tour. This is brilliant.
Yeah. I think people are like surprised and confused. It's kind of always been our vibe.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Did you find, because, you know, it's a wee while since the album in 2018 and then recording these new songs, was the writing and recording process different, or was it just sort of like everything slotted back to the way that it used to be?
It was slightly different in that we're just older and we all live in different places, so we had kind of less time. Like back in the day, me and Liz used to live together, and, you know, Ryan lived down the street, and, you know, so we kind of spent a lot of time like working on stuff at home, whereas this felt a bit more like we just had, you know, a day to record, and, you know. But it still felt kind of the same. It's always been like a very, I always find like writing music with those guys to be, it's just, it's quite improvisational. It's just like a lot of the lyrics are kind of, for me, just stream of consciousness things that I come up with in the moment. I don't overthink nobody like overthinks anything, which was always kind of the case. So there was quite a similar feeling to it this time. But yeah, we're just kind of like a bit older and wiser and like less crazy. But yeah, but I've known Liz since I was 12 years old, so I think we've been making music for a long time. So we have a good language there, established language.
Yeah, I wonder if that whole thing of like the stream of consciousness lyrics and the sort of not thinking about it too hard and just allowing it to play out how it is, does that come from having a group project or a project that's different from your own solo music, because there's less of that like personal identity sort of attached to it? There's more freedom to just like play around?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like, I think if this was my main project, I could never do that. I would be putting way too much pressure on it to be a certain thing. But, and that's kind of why we started the band in the first place, because we were all doing solo projects at the time and just feeling way too, just the pressure when you're doing a solo project that's more in the singer-songwriter serious world. And at the time, like, none of us was succeeding. So it felt like we just needed something to not like put our entire identity into. And like, yeah, I think with like my personal lyrics and my solo work, I like labor over them and I think about them much. And whereas these ones, when we had to tour this record again, I had to re-listen to the album to learn them because I couldn't remember like what nonsense I had like back in the day.
That's awesome. I'm sure that a lot of fans listening to the new singles and wondering whether at some point after this tour there's going to be like another album or another bigger project. Is that something you're thinking about, or is it just like the chapter at the moment is the tour and then see what happens?
I wish I could say we had any kind of plan after this, but we really don't. Like, Ryan's got two kids. Liz, has just finished about to be a psychologist.
Brilliant.
I've got like a new record coming out next year. And so this is we're just trying to enjoy it and we're just trying to enjoy spending time together in a time of our life when we don't get to see each other very much. So that's kind of been our selfish reason to do it. And we're just, glad to be able to put out a couple of songs and play some shows. But, you never know. But that's the thing with FanFern. We don't, we always like let people down.
Oh, it's not letting people down. It's just part of the spontaneity, Like it's the mystique,
yeah, exactly.
The mystique,
yeah,
of it all.
No, when we put out these songs, there was just so many people online being like, new album? And we were like, no. New song, sorry guys.
But hey, there's a tour and it's very exciting. I'm excited because you're doing the Aotearoa New Zealand leg of the tour before the Australian leg of the tour. So we sort of get like the first taster of the live stuff.
We'll be fresh.
This is so exciting. You're playing Double Whammy on the 11th of December in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland, and then you're heading down to Te Whanganui Atara, Wellington, to play Meow on the 12th, and then down in Ohineho, Littleton, you'll play Loons on the 13th. Bang, 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 one after the other. It's going to be a busy time for you guys.
Yeah. I'm really excited. And I haven't been... I made my first record in Littleton, and I haven't been back since then. So that'll be really interesting.
It's such a
back.
Magical little place, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So you've got Louisa Nicklin opening for you in Auckland. I heard that because you've toured with her before for your solo stuff. I heard you guys sort of became friends last time you were here.
Yes, we became really good friends. I actually saw her in Melbourne like last week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we really clicked. She's so cool. She's great.
It always warms my heart to hear of like trans-Tasman connection amongst artists.
No, I was very glad to make that friendship.
Oh,
very special.
So cool. Oh, well, we're just so excited to have you in Aotearoa, making your international debut with Fantastic Furniture. This is so exciting, and the new songs are sounding so beautiful. We just can't wait to have you here.
Yeah, well, thank you. I hope everybody comes.
Thank you.
Change My Mind from Fantastic Furniture. These guys are playing this Thursday a double whammy.
Isn't Julia Jackson just like skunks?
Yeah,
she's so cool.
She's such a chiller. She's really lovely to chat with. Thank you, Julia, for making the time for a corded all with me. Everyone, if you missed that, you can get shit on the Beatcasts, but otherwise you can get tickets from Under the Radar for the Tamaki Makaurau show. There's also a show in Wellington on Friday and Littleton on Saturday. So get amongst it.
Oh yeah, you could do this as a weekend lineup. You could go to Fantastic Furniture on Thursday, and then you could come to the 95 BFM Christmas party, and then you could go to Bar Italia.
I might just do that. I don't know if I quite have the stamina at the moment, but I might.
I reckon you find it within you, with how many cool people there are there.
Yeah.
And that's a gentle reminder that we're still giving away a single pass to the 95 BFM Christmas party. So if you want that, text through Christmas with your name and your B card number, and you might win.
Mm-hmm. We're going to jump into some ads, and we'll be back shortly. You're on BFM.